சோ அனுவாக்கஹா ஏகாதச 11th செக்ஷன். சி 11 ஏகாதச 11 ஏகாதசஹ 11th ஏகாதச ஏகாதசஹ. சோ ஏகாதச அனுவாக்கஹா காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட் ஆர் ஏகாதச அனுவாக்கஹா 11th செக்ஷன். சோ திஸ் இஸ் வேர் ஆக்சுவலி தி ப்ராப்பர் வேலிடிக்டரி அட்ரஸ் இஸ் பிரசன்டெட். Now the teacher, the student has, it seems, the teacher, student has completed his Gurukula Vasam. He lived here for 12 years. He finished his studies. He came as a young boy after Upanayanam. Now he is not full, he is a grown up youth with a, you know, slight, Swami says in his own language, he has a now beautiful mustache, you know, coming out. Very young man, full in his prime of youth, he is about to leave the Gurukulam. He should not get spoiled. Going back, he should continue to live a disciplined life. So now the teacher gives his instruction, final instruction, what he should do in his life. What a beautiful system. Now the teacher tells him before leaving the university, now, you know, before leaving the Gurukulam, he is instructed how he should go back and live his life. What a big emotional backing for the student who goes out, how he should live his life. Okay, we should see here. With all instructions to be followed, Vedamanochyacharyontevasinamanushasti. The whole of first chapter, I love this chapter a lot. Vedamanochyacharyontevasinamanushasti. For people who are following swaras, very nice. Now why? All udata, 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 udata. Only one swarita, one anudata. See? Vedamanochyacharyontevasinamanushasti. That ma? No. Vedamanochyacharyontevasinamanushasti. Shasti. Sha. Okay? Okay. Vedamanochyacharyontevasinamanushasti. Sha anudatta. Okay. Satyam vada dharmam chara swadhyaya anma pramadaha acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum avyavachetsihi. Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum avyavachetsihi. Satyanna pramaditavyam dharmanna pramaditavyam kushalanna pramaditavyam bhoteina பிரமதித்தவ்யம் ஸ்வாத்யாய ப்ரவசனாப்யாம் ந பிரமதித்தவ்யம் தேவ பித்ருகார்யாப்யாம் ந பிரமதித்தவ்யம் மாத்ருதேவோ பவ பித்ருதேவோ பவ ஆச்சார்ய தேவோ பவ அதிதி தேவோ பவ யான்யனவத்யானி கர்மாணி தானி சேவிதவ்யானி நோயிதராணி யான்யஸ்மாகக் சுசரிதானி தானி த்வயோபாஸ்யானி நோயிதராணி ஏகே சாஸ்மச்ரேயாகும் சோ ப்ராஹ்மணாஹ தேஷாம் த்வயாசனேன ப்ரஶ்வசிதவ்யம் ஶ்ரத்தயா தேயம் அஶ்ரத்தயா தேயம் ஸ்ரீயாதேயம் க்ரியாதேயம் பிரியாதேயம் சம்விதாதேயம் அதயதிதே கர்ம விசிகித்ஸாவாவ்ருத்த ಸಂಯುಕ್ತ ವಿಚಿಕಿತ್ಸಾ ವಾ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಏತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾ ಸಂಹರ್ಷಿಣಃ ಯುಕ್ತಾ ಯುಕ್ತಾ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷಾ ಧರ್ಮ ಕಾಮಾ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಯಥಾ ತೇ ತತ್ರ ವರ್ತೇರನ್ ತಥಾ ತತ್ರ ವರ್ತೇಥಾಃ ಅಥಾಭ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತೇಷು ಯೇ ತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾ ಸಂಹರ್ಷಿಣಃ ಯುಕ್ತಾ ಯುಕ್ತಾಃ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷಾ ಧರ್ಮ ಕಾಮಾ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಯಥಾ ತೇ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇರನ್ ತಥಾ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇಥಾಃ ಯೇಷ ಆದೇಶಃ ಯೇಷ ಉಪದೇಶಃ ಯೇಷಾ ವೇದೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಏತದನುಶಾಸನಂ ಏವಮುಪಾಸಿತವ್ಯಂ ಏವಮುಚೈ ಏವಮುಚೈತದುಪಾಸ್ಯಂ. ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ, ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವೇದಮನೋಚ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೋಂತೆವಾಸಿನಮನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ ವೇದಮನೋಚ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೋಂತೆವಾಸಿನಮನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಅನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಬ್. ಸೊ ಅನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ, ಸೊ ಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಬ್, ಅನು ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿಫಿಕ್ಸ್. ಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಗವರ್ನ್ಸ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್, ಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಗವರ್ನ್ಸ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್. ಅನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗವರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ವರ್ಬ್ ಅನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ, ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರೈಟ್, ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಅನುಶಾಸ್ತಿ ಮೀನ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ in such a way that the instruction was very governing. The teacher instructs in such a way, it was very governing, means that it should be followed strictly without a choice. Swamiji also writes, the verb anushasti is a very powerful verb. Anushasti means governs. But here we should take it as instructs. The teacher instructs here. That means the instructions should be followed choicelessly. Instructions should be strictly followed. Therefore, to emphasize the importance of instructions given, the verb anushasti is used in the sense of instructs. Okay? To emphasize the importance of the instructions given by the teacher, the verb anushasti is used here, meaning instructs. Okay, actually it means what? Governs. Okay, anushasti. Who anushasti? Acharyo anushasti. Acharyaha anushasti. The teacher instructs. Okay. The teacher instructs whom? Antevasinam. Subject, object, verb. All three are there. Subject, object and verb. Acharyaha. Antevasinam. Anushasti. Kaha anushasti. Acharyaha anushasti. The teacher instructs. Whom does the teacher instruct? Acharyaha kam anushasti. Acharyaha antevasinam anushasti. Okay. Now antevasinam is what? Antevasati iti antevasi. Antaha vasati. Na bahihi vasati. Antaha vasati iti antevasi. He lives inside. Antevasati or antaha vasati. Both are correct. Okay. Ante vasati or antaha vasati. The student who lives inside the gurukulam, inside of the gurukulam, is called antevasi. Is a resident student. Now he is not going to be a resident student anymore. He has no control over this student. So before he leaves, he instructs. Ante vasinam, the residents, ante vasis nakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Ante vasin shabdaha. Ante vasin. So ante vasi nominative. Ante vasinam. Chatram, sishyam, guruhu, acharyaha, upadishati, anushasti. The teacher instructs the resident teacher, student. Okay, when does he instruct? When does he give his instructions? Vedam anuchya. Vedam anuchya. You must be very careful here. Vedam anuchya. Anuvadati. See, anuvadati. All we have came, we came across the word anuvachanam. Veda anuvachanam. Here also Vedam anuchya. Here anuchya means after having taught. Uktva having taught. Okay. Uktva having taught, having said, having finished teaching, Uktva having said. But here an prefix comes, therefore anuchya. So Vedam anuchya. After having taught the Veda, he did the Veda adhyanam in the Gurukulam. Now he is about to leave. So now the teacher is giving instructions. Vedam anuchya, acharyaha, antevasanam sesham, anushasti, instructs. Okay, what first instruction? Satyam vada. Okay, all these years in the Gurukulam, he learned the value of dharma. He learned dharma, he learned the universal values. Okay, I was speaking the truth, not hurting, ahimsa, except satyam, he learnt. Now he says, satyam vada. First thing, now you are going to go out of this school, and whole life, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, doesn't matter, make it a point to be committed to follow this discipline of truthfulness in speech. Okay? If you open your mouth and happen to say something, you must be speaking only the truth. But you need not speak all the truths, means you should not tell a lie at all for any reason. No compromising with this discipline of truthfulness in speech. You keep quiet. If you open and happen to talk, only speak the truth. No lie at all. That is the meaning. Satyam vada. Next, we'll see a little bit later on. Dharmanchara. Dharmamchara. So, see, Satyam Vada itself is included in Dharmamchara. Okay? Dharmamchara, may you follow Dharma. Why repeat here? So, the word Dharmaha stands for all universal values, all the disciplines, all one's own duties also. Okay? Dharmam chara. Whereas here, Satyam Vada specifically, the discipline of truthfulness is highlighted, which means the following truthfulness will make a person live a life of ahimsa also. So he says, Satyam Vada, Dharmam chara, follow Dharma. We'll see later on everything. Elaborate Shankaracharya's commentary, we'll see. Third meaning, Swadhyaya Anma Pramadaha. Swadhyaya anma pramadaha. So ma pramadaha is a very interesting verb again. The word pramadanam pramadaha means indifference. Okay, pramadaha pramadanam means indifference. Ma pramadaha means let there not be indifference on your part. So may you not be indifferent towards. But now swadhyayat ma pramadaha. So may you not deviate from swadhyayaha, discipline of, I'm going to add the word discipline. So may you strictly follow the discipline of truthfulness in speech. May you follow the discipline of following all dharmas. May you follow the discipline. May you not deviate from this discipline of regular study of the Vedas, recitation of Veda mantras. So regularly reciting the Veda mantras is a discipline. For swadhyaya an ma pramadaha, may you not deviate, may you not swerve from the discipline of reciting the Veda mantras. Okay. Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum avyavachetsihi. Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum avyavachetsihi. I really pray to all, I wish all the university professors give this instruction to the boys and girls when they leave the university. I wish really. Now what he says? First of all, you had all free education, 12 years, no worry about food, shelter and clothing. Of course, simple clothing and simple food and simple life in Gurukulam, but still completely free. Therefore, now the teacher says, he has to maintain the Gurukulam, sustain the Gurukulam. The Gurukulam must be run for the future generation of students. Where he says, before getting married, first thing, as soon as he leaves the Gurukulam, he must what now? He must earn some money. He must go to a rich person or a king, somebody philanthropist, and exhibit his talents. Then they will give him some honorarium, and he must bring that money and give the teacher, okay, as a gift for his, as a Guru Dakshina. So he says, Acharyaya priyam dhanam aharet. One should bring, as a student, you must bring money to the teacher. The desired amount of money. Priyam dhanam acharyaya aharet. May one should bring money. Ahritya, having brought, given the money to the teacher as Guru Dakshina, first thing, after leaving the Gurukulam, he must go back, do something, earn some money, first give that money, come back and give the Dakshina to teacher. So that he contributes for the perpetuation of the teaching, the preservation of the teaching for future generations. That is the duty of every student. Okay? First, dhana aharanam. Acharyaya dhana aharanam. Is the third discipline. Satyamvada, discipline 1. Dharamchara, discipline 2. Swadhyayan, ma pramadaha, discipline number 3. Acharyaya priyam priya dhana aharanam. Acharyaya priyam dhanam aharanam. Priya dhana aharanam. Make it a compound word. Priya dhana aharanam. Okay, bringing. Aharanam means bringing. Harati snatches. Aharati means takes in, consuming. But here aharanam means bringing also. Bringing in is called aharanam. So bringing in to the Gurukulam, the money, the desired money, amount of money as dakshina for the teacher. That's also swadharma of a student. Why? Once he gets married, he will not be able to spare any money for anybody. Therefore, before getting married, you pay the dakshina. Then once dakshina is paid, immediately don't wait for any time, immediately get married. Therefore, he does not talk about marriage. He says, prajatantum avyavachetsihi. Prajatantum avyavachetsihi. See, I'll tell you the verbs now next week, okay? I'm not next week, I mean day after, next class. Ma vyavachetsihi, imperative verb. Here vi is the prefix, ava is the prefix. So vyavachetsihi, second person, imperative verb. Ma vyavachetsihi, may you not cut. May you not cut or break. Ma vyavachetsihi. Vyavachetsihi, may you break. May you not break. It's imperative second person verb. Ma vyavachetsihi. May you not cut. May you not break. What? Prajatantuhu. Tantuhu literally means rope or yarn. Tantuhu means rope. Thread, yarn. We have three words. Thread, rope, yarn. All the three words mean tantuhu. So here we take it as thread. So may you not break the thread of family lineage. Thread of family lineage. Prajatantuhu. Prajatantuhu. The thread of family lineage is called Pajatantuhu. Okay. So not breaking the lineage of family, the thread of the family lineage is how? By having progeny. So to have progeny, how can one have progeny? By getting married. Therefore, so much is implied here. Swamiji uses the expression loaded. Okay. This particular discipline is loaded with so many things. Which means, may you not break the thread of lineage of family. Means, you must have progeny. To have progeny, you must get married. To get married, what you should do? We'll read Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. You love it. The love. Shankaracharya died at a very young age as a strongest sannyasi. But he writes the Bhashyam so beautifully. Anurupam. Now the girl who is suitable for you. Now how should you do it? With the permission of a guru. We're going to see the Bhashyam, okay? Let me not to read now. We'll see the Bhashyam next class. Beautiful Bhashyam comes. Okay. So, Dhanam Ahritya. Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi. May you not break the lineage of, the thread of lineage, family lineage. Okay. Next. Satyana pramaditavyam. Satyat na pramaditavyam. Again, same value is emphasized. One should not deviate. It's called Bhave Prayogaha. The sentence is in Bhave Prayogaha. Why? Pramadayati. Pramadayati is the verb. And then we say Tavyaranta Shabda. Therefore it's not passive voice. It's intransitive verb. Therefore it's a potential passive participle, which is in what now? Bhave Prayogaha, impersonal voice. So impersonal voice or passive voice is always used to emphasize. Okay. Na pramaditavyam. Here again, it should not be deviated by you from the discipline of truthfulness. Satyat, from the discipline of truthfulness. The discipline of the truthfulness in speech, it should not be deviated by you. Means may you not, one should not deviate from should not, must not, a compulsory. Therefore, what exact translation? It should not be deviated by you from the discipline of truthfulness in speech. Satyana pramaditavyam. Okay. Next. Dharmana pramaditavyam. dharmat na pramaditavyam. Again, it should not be deviated by you from the discipline of following dharma. I mean literal meaning now. We'll see the bhashan later on. Kushalana pramaditavyam. Kushalata na pramaditavyam. It's very important, very beautiful teaching here. Now the kushalam here means one should not, kushalata na pramaditavyam, it should not be deviated by you, okay, from what taking care of your one's own self. So what he means is there should not be self-negligence. Okay, one should not neglect one's own wellness. Nothing should be done at the cost of one's wellness. Kushalat na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated by you from the discipline of taking care of one's own wellness, your own wellness. Kushalam means tannalam. Okay. What can you achieve, accomplish if you look, don't even look after your body, mind, and complex, your emotional well health, your physical health? You must take care of yourself. Therefore, it is said mainly, kushalat na pramaditavyam. What a beautiful teacher he is. Look at this. We are going out now. Don't be wandering here and there. So, present day teacher should give all the instructions like this. It should not be deviated by you from the discipline of protecting, looking after, taking care of one's own wellness. Okay. Bhutena pramaditavyam. Na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated by you. Okay, from the discipline of involving yourself in anything which will help you, bhutihi, the word bhutihi literally means wealth. Wealth, prosperity. So bhuti na pramitavya means one must be able to do anything which will help one to shine in life. He says, it should not be deviated by you from the discipline of doing things which you are inclined to do. Especially to enhance your wellness, enhance your comforts, etc. I'll do it again later on when I complete it. Bhutena pramaditavyam. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam is the first mantra, ends here. So we'll do this bhashyam for this mantra first, then we will move on to the next mantra. Okay. So here, again, it should not be deviated by you from the discipline of swadhyayaha and pravachanam. Swadhyayaha, the discipline of regular recitation of the mantra, Veda mantras of one's own shaka. And pravachanam, sharing one's knowledge with others, thereby contributing for the preservation of the shastram. This is the two disciplines, okay? So pramaditavyam is a bha, in this, all these sentences are bhave prayoga vakyani, impersonal voice sentences. Because pramaditavyam is an intransitive verb. Okay, but we will see the literal meaning, how we should take it, that we'll see later on. I'll see you next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.